Where It All Began. Motivated by his family's own experience of PSP, Brigadier Michael Coe established PSPA in April 1994, driving forward the ambition to create a better future. Here we look back at key PSPA moments. Michael's wife, Sarah, was diagnosed with PSP in 1993 after developing worrying symptoms including problems with balance, speech, swallowing, and looking up and down. Local neurologists were unable to determine what was wrong. A charity established from personal experience. Undeterred, the family continued investigations into Sarah's symptoms. This led to a week's stay at the National Hospital for Neurology at Queen's Square, London, under the care of Professor Martin Rosser and Professor Andrew Lees. During this stay, Sarah received a diagnosis of PSP. Driven by the bleak prognosis, Michael began to research what help was available. He visited the American PSP Association, where he heard that one specialist, Dr. Irene Litvin, may be close to a cure. Unfortunately, this was incorrect. The trip planted a seed in Michael's mind, setting up a charity in the UK to help other people affected by the condition. When discussing the decision to establish PSPA, Michael said, "Sarah and I were upset that no one knew or seemed to care much about PSP. We were keen to do something to draw public attention to this particularly nasty brain disease and help others living with PSP. We also were determined to raise awareness and funds for research." So in 1994, Michael joined forces with local MP Michael Morris and friends, Sir Michael Carlton-Smith, Baron Nasby, James Stanford and Sir John Greenaway to establish the PSP Association for the UK. Progressing research and understanding. Sadly, less than a year after the charity was registered, in January 1995, Sarah died aged 56 years old. Like many of our supporters, Michael found solace in PSPA. Michael said, "Following Sarah's death was a miserable time. During those dark days, PSPA saved me. Running the charity took a huge amount of my time and effort and was something positive to focus on." Professor Andrew Lees and Professor Martin Rosser joined the PSPA team as chief medical advisors. The latter also aided the development of PSPA's medical advisory panel with a view of developing research and setting up the Sarah Coe Research Centre. Two of the early research developments included funding PSPA's first research fellow, Professor Hugh Morris, as well as Dr. Uma Nath's study into prevalence of the condition. Professor Morris said, "I was interviewed for the PSPA fellowship by Michael Carlton-Smith and successfully took up the position in 1997. The first time I met Michael Coe, I was taken aback by his tenacity and drive to progress research and make a difference. It was from the fellowship that my interest in PSP and relationship with PSPA grew, leading to the development of the largest PSP and CBD study prospect." Fundraising and raising awareness. Fundraising has been the key to the growth of PSPA, not only in terms of raising funds, but also vital awareness too. From Radio 4 appeals to Magnolia Balls and Golf Days, all have served as key events through the years, funding core aims of research, awareness and support. Michael's four sons, Simon, Jamie, Richard and Digby, had been involved in Sarah's care and initial investigations into PSP. Naturally, their support to Michael's growing charity continued through the years. All four completed more than 40 marathons to raise funds for PSPA. These included running the London and New York marathons. Richard ran the Marathon des Sables, raising £70,000. The Coe family said, "At the time of Mum's diagnosis, our parents didn't know where to get support. Very few had heard of PSP. Alongside his friends and the connections he'd built through our Mum's illness, Dad set about establishing PSPA, determined to make a difference so others didn't face a similar fate. As a family, we take great pride in seeing the charity grow year on year. It is wonderful to see the core aims Dad first set out are still visible within the charity and new service developments. Although the brothers have hung up their running shoes in recent years, family support of PSPA continues. Simon served as chair of PSPA trustees from 2016 until 2020, and Michael's grandsons have taken over the family fundraising reins. Orlando and Max have run the London Marathon for PSPA, and Hamilton helps Dad run the annual PSPA golf days, which are a lot of fun and raise great awareness. Developing essential support services. As the only UK charity supporting people living with PSP and CBD, fundraising helps maintain and develop the support offered. We receive no government funding, which means income is generated from voluntary donations from our supporters. Funds are used to connect families affected by PSP and CBD nationally and locally. Support groups were set up in Liverpool, Northern Ireland and Kent initially. There are now more than 30 support groups across the UK, meeting regularly in person and online, and annual Family and Friends Days extend the opportunities for people to meet and receive updates. Ongoing support from trusts and foundations has also aided service development, including the launch of the PSPA Helpline and Health Unlocked in 2012, and more recently the Volunteer Link service in 2023. Debbie Benedy, an early PSPA employee, said, "My journey with PSPA began in 2002, when Michael was the driving force behind the organisation. He was the voice on the other end of the phone, diligently building connections and ensuring families received vital support following their diagnosis. In those initial stages, my role involved assisting Michael with letter typing and administrative tasks. Over the 22 years at PSPA, I've witnessed numerous transformations and progress. I am proud of the collective efforts to shape PSPA into the remarkable charity it is today. In 2024, developments in PSPA will continue. Policy and influencing work will gain pace, helping us to make all important changes at central government and healthcare levels. Our Mind, Body, Soul project will begin in the spring, extending the support for people's mental and physical health." PSPA Chair of Trustees Rowena Ironside said, "As we mark PSPA's 30th anniversary and look forward to what the next 30 years could bring, we're always mindful of Michael's legacy. As well as a time for reflection about the charity's past achievements, this milestone year provides opportunity to set out ambitions for the future. We know diagnosis remains problematic, and there are currently no standards of care for people living with PSP and CBD. We want this to change. We want a better future for anyone diagnosed in 30 years' time, for treatments to become available, and a clear pathway of care established. As a charity, it is our mission to step forward and make these changes happen."